First of all, prayers for Ms. Chairwoman Gwen and her family. I know this is a very, very tough time.
Thank you.
And what she's going through. Thank you, Vice Chair Jones and Councilman, for allowing me to speak to you this evening. I ask you to bear with me because there's been some new things that came through. I had bullet points, but I've got a little notes added. We all know why many of us are here tonight, and we can go through who's to blame, you know, who knew what, when they knew it, how they knew it, whether it was withheld, but none of that is going to accomplish anything at this point. What is important is what will you do with it now, and how we get past it. So you all now have the opportunity to make this right. Now, I agree that with one of the council members that we need to take care of our own first before we take on too much growth, and that our current facilities should be brought up to the glory that they were prior to what the state that they are in now. I will remind, well, first of all, the number that I've heard about the sewer facility has been the 20 to 22 million mark, okay? And that project has been looming for years over this county council. It's caused much division on this county council, whether to privatize, whether to not privatize. And I feel that you all have the opportunity to put that argument to rest and we can move on. Now I'm hearing 38 million. Well, I can only assume that that's a $2 million increase in capacity. I know you can't answer that question. I can only assume that. I'm going off the 20 to 22 million that was originally what is necessary for the citizens who currently live in Kershaw County. The other 18 million, I'm not worried about that. If that's for future growth, then maybe we should consider those impact fees that we've been tossing around and have those pay that additional $2 million addition to the sewer plant. It's ironic because a couple of years ago I sat here and you guys did such a good job on the budget that there was extra and it was rolled over. And I said, well, look, why can't we put it in a rainy day fund? And I was laughed at and brushed off. It's kind of ironic now, isn't it? Sure would be nice to have that rainy day fund right now. Plus, the resolution in 2021, the ARPA was supposed to go to the sewer. How can that resolution be ignored when it was passed? Maybe not by this body, but it is on record. That is my one question that I added. But between the ARPA money and the grant money, we can take care of this. You can take care of this. We can worry about the $18 million upgrade later for impact fees or however you all seem to want to approach that. So that $11 million in ARPA funds, federal COVID relief money, was meant to benefit all of Kershaw County. Yet a large portion, as been stated, was allocated to a ballpark for travel ball. We have an ATAX for that. There are restrictions on how that money can be spent, and it is to bring tourism into our county. The ATAX should be paying for that ball field, not these ARPA funds. This fund, that fund, not ARPA, should be used. Now, y'all received a lot of pushback on that project, but the $10 million state-funded grant from the treatment facility project now has come to light, and combined with those ARPA funds, it seems that we can take care of what is needed for the citizens of Kershaw County right now. To me, this is a win-win and a no-brainer. So maybe you'll have to amend or rewrite a small portion of the budget. You may have to postpone the final reading for a few weeks of the budget. So what? That is what you all were elected to do, to be good stewards of the taxpayers' money, and at times make tough decisions for what is right for all the Kershaw County citizens. Doing the right thing is not always easy, but it is just, and the outcome is always worth it. I thank you for your time.